This is a continuation of the re-recording of an operational phone at position 25B, East Area. The time frame covered on this tape is 14:15 to 15:15 Universal Coordinated Time.
Hey, Indy Command Center. Any confirmation yet on American 77 by any chance?
We don't know anything on that one.
But that's the guy I was told that may have gone down by the York 080 10 mile fix.
Possibly, yes.
Yeah, possibly.
I don't think we've heard. Hold on a minute. Okay, we have a state police helicopter going to that area to check out and see if that's who it is.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be a little while before we know.
All righty. Okay, thank you very much.
Sure.
All right. Command Center?
Command Center, this is Wash. We do have one missing airplane.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
okay, give me a call sign.
Medic 411, yeah. Supposed to be landing national. MEP 411.
MET, I'm sorry, MET, MED.
MEP,
I'm sorry, Medic 411.
Yeah, Cleveland Center, my supervisor already coordinated, he's looking for him right now, but he's missing.
Where is he out of?
He's out of Milwaukee.
MKE, where is he going?
Landed national, and he's not arrived yet.
What time did he take off?
Let's see.
Was he ever airborne, first of all?
Yes, I believe he was airborne, because we got a ticket on him, so he must have been coming our way. You know, he might have diverted somewhere, but I don't know.
Oh, okay. He may have been diverted, but I'll just let these folks here know so you put him on board.
I want to give Cleveland a call.
What was his type, by the way?
MD-80.
MD-80.
Yeah, out of Milwaukee for National.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All righty, thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Command Center, Jim.
Hey, Jim, who's this? Jim Rackett?
Yeah.
Hey, Jim, Joe Furman, how are you?
Hi, Joe.
A mess, huh?
What's up?
Hey, I just want to know whether they needed anybody to come in early. Want me to come in early, or do you guys need any help, or how's it going?
They would not turn you back if you did come in early. There's tons of people running around here.
Okay.
I know there's a bunch of people that are kind of shook up. We got to watch the second one.
You have what?
We got to watch the second impact of the World Trade Center there.
Yeah, right.
And
I'm just want, you know, I'm supposed to be a three. If you need a hand, that's fine. I don't want to get in the way if you already got enough folks. I mean, I'm sure you're busy, but everything pretty much is stopped right now.
Yeah, it's entirely up to you. I don't see whether there's a problem with that,
okay,
one way or the other.
Okay, who's got the watch anyway? Anybody there? I can't get through most of the lines right now.
Okay. Okay, I got to go, Joe.
Okay, bye.
Talk to you later.
Ray in the command center. Hey, we're missing a medic 411 out of Milwaukee.
I'll do a spurt. I'll get back to you.
I'm sorry, say again?
I'll do a spurt. I'll get back to you.
Great. Thank you very much. All right.
Chicago.
Hey, Chicago Command Center. We're missing one out of Milwaukee to National. Medex 411.
We're checking on him right now.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Craig.
Who's this?
Craig.
Hey, Craig?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? This is Denzel at the command center.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Hey, listen, your flight 411 out of Milwaukee to D.C.
Yeah.
Do you know where he is?
411, Milwaukee, D.C. Let me take a look. Looks like I have him over Appleton going into Columbus.
You said you what? You have him what?
Over Appleton, Ohio, going into Columbus. It looks
like he's diverted to Columbus?
Yeah, it looks like he's at about 3,000.
Okay, hang on one second. Hang on.
Okay.
Hang on. Hey, Craig?
Yeah, go
ahead. Great, okay, great. Thanks, Doug. We appreciate it.
Oh,
we found him.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Bye. All right.
Bye.
Command Center, Jim.
Hey, Jim. I got a kind of a different request for you. The Savannah River site over at Augusta, which is a nuclear site. You familiar with it?
No, but go ahead.
Okay, it's a DOE facility. They want to put a helicopter up at or below 1,000 feet for security purposes. Can they do it?
We strongly suggest they do not. But if a guy's going to take off VFR, we can't do anything about it.
Okay.
We will not provide services for him.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Is the supervisor on yet? supervisor.
Okay, I'm sorry, I could barely hear you, sir.
Okay.
All right, this is Ed DeLacy. I'm the operations manager at the center. We've gone to ATC alert. We've gotten word from our regional office, from FAA security, that there's supposed to be an untracked untracked aircraft headed for Boston Center. So we are kicking out everybody that doesn't need to be here. We're going down to bare staffing and potential for ATC zero.
And you're evacuating Boston Center?
Well, we're not evacuating. We are removing everybody that we can. We're going to go down to bare bones. We're not. I'm waiting for more information from our region. If I get something more confirmed, I will kick everyone out.
Okay. The people that are assuming you get an all clear, are you going to have recall on these
yes,
people?
Yes, we will. We'll take care of managing that part. I'm just letting you know what our status is, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Command Center, this is Rob.
Command Center.
Command Center.
It's just you and I on the line.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Air Force One
Command Center.
Not
Command Center, Philly. I got Pennsylvania State Police and New Jersey State Police doing missions and AED. Understood. Does he have the escort
confirmation that they can fly and get refueled and go back out and do whatever it is they're doing?
Hang on a second, Philly.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks. Bye.
Yes. Hey, just hang on. We're kind of busy here, so everyone's kind of in a, you know,
yeah, I know.
Emergency mode here, so just bear with us, all
right? Right.
All right. Hey, Phil.
Yep.
I'm told that law enforcement is allowed to fly.
Okay.
Okay,
thank
thanks. All right.
Bye.
Chris and Wanda.
Hi, Wanda. Steve at Boston Trake. I just wanted to let you know, and I don't know if you knew or not, but Boston Center just declared ATC zero.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Washington Center.
Washington, Jim at the command center. November 4 is approved to land Richmond.
Richmond, okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Dispatch, Mike O'Connor, can I help you?
Mike, Jim at the command center, a quick question. Do you know the whereabouts of your flight 77?
No, sir, we don't. We're still trying to ascertain his whereabouts.
Okay,
we
thanks.
Suspect he may be in trouble, but we cannot confirm that.
Okay,
and,
thank you.
Hey, Jim, by the way, is there still a telecon scheduled for 1515G?
Let me check. No.
There is not.
None.
Understood. All right. Thank you.
Coincidentally, you're the guy. Can you get somebody actually knows what's going on in Clark to call the missions desk here at Jacksonville?
ZJX missions. I don't. They know your number, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
flight service, Bill Isons, good morning.
Hey, Bill, good morning. Denver Command Center. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All VFR traffic would like it broadcast at 121.5 or 243.0.
It's already been done, but we'll do it again.
All helicopter and all VFR flights, nothing is allowed in the DC metro area.
Well, we've already told them all over our whole flight plan area, but we'll do it again.
Hold on 1 second. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Probably.
All right. Bye-bye. Command Center?
Yeah, I need to talk to Carf.
You need to talk to Carf?
Yeah, I got a lost F-16. He can't talk to his command post.
Where's the last time you seen him, you know?
Right now, he is south of Battle Creek.
South of Battle Creek?
All right, Kalamazoo, Michigan.
What's the identifier for Battle Creek here?
BTL.
BTO?
BTL.
BTL, I'm sorry, south of Battle Creek. Okay, hang on a second.
Andy, Jim at the command center. It was passed to us that November 4 is requesting a fighter escort.
We got it. Are you digging up one or are we?
You are.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, Wash, reference that lost F-16. Someone called. I want to talk to Carf.
Okay. What do you... Go ahead.
No, you got a call sign on him?
Stand by. See if I can get it. Stand by. I got it. Got the info on the phone. I'll get him as soon as he gets off.
Okay. I got another number you can call the Carf people.
Okay.
It's 703.
I don't know if it will be area code. It was around here. It is, but I don't know their number.
Okay, well, I'll give it a number.
All right, go ahead.
703-904-4423 or 4424.
Okay.
All right,
thanks.
Command Center, Jim.
Hey, Command Center, this is Jacksonville Center. We have a SAM flight that we refused to issue a clearance to. He took off on his own and would not, without any clearances. We were trying to get a clearance for him that he was allowed to go. He's heading to Andrews.
Okay, what was the number on that?
It's 50049. I had called Carp earlier on it. I now know that it's a G3. He's off of Navy Jacks.
What's the identifier for that Navy Jacks?
NIP.
To Andrews.
And his code is 2673, and he's heading towards Andrews.
Okay, Sam, they use an M in front of it, is that correct?
Yes.
S. I thought they changed that. Okay. All right, thank you.
Hold on a second. He told us on the phone he was going to Barksdale, but the clearance is to Andrews.
That doesn't matter. They're going to go where they want to.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Center? We just got word that there is a military aircraft at approximately 23,000 feet over top of Dulles.
A military aircraft? I guess you have no idea what type it is, huh?
No, I don't know. I can't believe
it's 23,000.
ACSD. Good, but
and Washington Center. Washington Center doesn't know what type it is or anything over there?
I don't know. I haven't talked to them. We just got a call down from the tower.
Was he circling or just going across? Is he?
No, he's just orbiting.
He's just what, orbiting?
Yeah, that's what he said.
All righty.
I don't see him. If he's up there, he's in the middle of the radar cone, so.
Okay, and it's a military, definitely sure it's a military aircraft.
I'm just repeating what I was told. That's
okay,
what
Mark.
Said.
I'm just trying to get information here.
Yeah, no, I know.
Okay, thanks.
You guys are probably getting killed right now.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Stand by, Jack.
Miami.
Miami, please. Thank you. Stand by.
Atlanta.
Thanks, Atlanta. Okay. Hume at the command center. I got Atlanta, Jackson, Miami. I just want to reiterate to y'all, since you have the lion's share of VFR questions here, we are not allowing departures of any type. If people are going to get in their plane and take off, we can't stop them. But we will not provide services to anyone, that lifeguard flights or VFR or anybody.
That's contrary to what we were told earlier about lifeguard flights, that there's something going on right now with that.
No, they're lifeguard flights, I understand. That's why I was told to make this call. We cannot stop anybody from taking off.
Okay.
But we will not provide services
the
to them. We do not want them to go.
Or provide
services.
Okay. Okay, then. All right, thank you.
Billion cannot. And Wash Center?
Cleveland hands that, thank you.
Thank you, Cleveland. Washington Center?
Washington.
Did you get those guys, you tell them let the Force One flight go?
Affirmative, we're doing it. Yeah, immediately we're doing it.
Thank you.
Command Center, Northeast Air Defense.
Go ahead.
Apparently they're holding our aircraft at Rickenbacker and Atlantic City, the fighter jets. We need to get them in the air immediately.
Did you hear that, Wash?
Get the fighters in out of Atlantic City in the air, we'll go.
And Rickenbacker, yes.
Right.
And also out of Langley.
Command Center, once we get these fighters in the air from Atlantic City, what do you want us to do with them?
Say again, someone else was talking to me.
Yeah, once the fighters get in the air out of Atlantic City, what should we do with them? Just let them go on their own?
Let them go on whatever route they have programmed.
Command Center, Denver Center, question?
Go ahead, Denver.
Ellsworth Air Force Base is, we're requesting verification that military flights can go out and do training missions, yes or no?
Negative, no.
Okay, earlier at 1413, we were told that military and law enforcement flights were released.
Not for we didn't assume at the time they would be allowed to go up and train at this time. We'll talk to the military cell here and see what's going on.
So only like essential military flights, would that be something?
That would be best, yes.
Command Center, Wash.
Wash.
Hey, we're taking the handoff from India on November 4th. He's still flight plan for National. We need a decision on what we're going to do. Are we going to National or are we going to Richmond?
They're talking to him right now.
Yeah, we got about 10 minutes before we're going to be over the arrival fix for that
okay.
area.
Washington, sir.
Hey, Washington, Command Center. A little information for you. Anyone that's cleared to fly out of your place, such as a helicopter,
Vancouver,
law enforcement,
Vancouver, go ahead.
They must be on
a
dispute
code.
Okay, one guy came off a minute ago, and the military scrambled on him, so we don't want to shoot him down. So anyone who comes off has got to have a discreet code.
Hold on just a minute. Thank you.
That's authorized.
We've got helicopters working in the situation here, but other than that, we don't have anything going. We do have a couple of government planes getting fixed to go, though, I will tell you that.
Well, they need to call to get some kind of clearance because
ahead,
right now we've got N4 trying to get in. We won't let them go closer than Richmond.
Yeah, we're working it all.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
All right.
6-9. Just a sec. Just stand by one. 9669. So it's area code 604-775-9669. It'll put it into a secure office and we then can monitor on speakerphone.
All right, hold on just a minute.
Thank you, sir.
Washington Center, Command Center.
Go ahead.
Reference November 4. He is authorized to land at Washington.
Okay. He's also demanding an escort. Is that on his way?
We have passed his request.
Stand.
Okay, broadcast for all the facilities. The aircraft that are authorized to fly must be on a discrete code. If they are not on a discrete code, they will be scrambled on.
Denver's got that. We'll comply.
Thank you. NORAD, are you here yet?
Flight operations in New York.
No, looking for NORAD.
Oh, not there. No.
What was the question? Carl can answer it. Get an answer for you here.
Say again, please.
Say again the question. Carl can give you some information.
Just wondered if NORAD was up.
We have him on secure transmission back here in Carl.
Thank you.
Command Center?
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Indy. Did you get any feedback on American 644 that we're showing overdue?
Fort Worth and Memphis Center?
And Command Center, Northeast Air Defense.
Northeast Air Defense, go ahead.
We need to have positions for Air Force One so we can intercept them with our fighters, but nobody seems to want to pass us this information. We have a Stu phone. If somebody can give us a call and give us updates on where Air Force One is, we'd appreciate it.
I will
do. I
have
the number here if you have it.
Hold on just a minute.
Command Center, this is Kansas City. We did a search for American 644. We had no contact with that aircraft.
Hello?
And say again, please.
Yes, I just wanted to see if Rochester, New York, trying to get a flight out from Drum.
Say again, I couldn't hear you. Someone else was talking.
With the National Guard out of Rochester, New York, we're trying to get a flight released from Fort Drum to return to Rochester.
Hey, could you hang up and call back the other number again, please?
What was the other number?
Right.
All right, thank you.
And Northeast Air Defense, somebody in the CARFs.
This is the end of the re-recording.